You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome you to the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM, 1st of June. Turn that calendar page, brand new month starting today, and it's going to feel like summer. That'll be coming up starting tomorrow, although it's already warmed up quite a bit. Great to have you aboard with us on 1600 AM, along with the Gym OT 107.5 FM, 102.3, as well in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash with you from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, buttons across the way on the other side of the glass. And very happy to say Mark Duke's with us from out on his porch in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids after being off last week. Good to have you back, sir.
Great to be back, Scott. And it was hardly a vacation, but I made it back, and I'm glad to be back. And happy to be talking, to tell you the truth. So, I'm so happy to be back with you on this Monday and carry through this week. So, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, Matt. 319-366-1600 is the text line if you'd like to get in touch with us. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. 1600. Plenty to talk about. Cal Eldred's going to join us coming up on the program in about 18-19 minutes or so. Friend of the show, of course, and the pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals. Plenty to talk about in the world of Major League Baseball. We'd like to have more to talk about as far as the world of Major League Baseball is concerned. And Cal's going to let us in on the latest and see how things are progressing, as we do have some news with that as far as the Major League Players Association and the owners on where exactly they are sitting right now. And the latest proposal, the counter proposal, if you will. So we'll talk with Cal about that coming up here in just a little bit. We are on the first day of high school baseball and softball being back in the state of Iowa. And plenty of great tweets, plenty of great messages going out with baseball and softball teams out there, and we will talk about that coming up on the program today as well. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. And we know there's a lot of major issues going on in our country, certainly in our backyard, certainly in the Midwest, ranging from Minneapolis all the way even down to Coralville and over to Davenport and whatnot. And yes, we know of everything going on, no doubt about that, and certainly a much more important topic than the world of sports is concerned, and we do have that in the back of our minds, certainly here today as we take you through the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Governor, by the way, just talking over in Des Moines and within the last hour or so, and there are probably going to be some more curfews coming down as far as cities in the state of Iowa are concerned. Of course, Des Moines going through what they're going through. Quad Cities had a very violent night and a deadly night last night, and things escalated down in Coralville as well, and they are going to have a curfew on that. You can find out more on that by you can visit quite a few of the media pages out there, but We are not experts on that subject, Mark, certainly, and but we are not going to pretend that it is not happening out there in our country.
No, I don't think either one of us want to spend a great deal of time with it because it's not a sports topic. I mean, it has sports applications, but the origination of this whole thing was didn't have anything to do with sports, and now all these athletes and coaches and whatnot are, sending out these captain obvious comments. Let's all come together and this and that, which is great. Yep. And it's all true. But the same thing they could have said 6 months ago or a year ago. It took a situation that was horrific in Minneapolis. And I just wish people would understand the difference between a protest and, you know, lighting your businesses on fire, looting, just tearing down the very neighborhoods that you live in. And that's about all I'm going to say. I mean, yep. Why in Iowa are we going to have, hopefully not a violent situation, but it's possible. It's just stupid.
True. And we have that in the back of our minds today, as we mentioned. And yes, 2020 is certainly going down as a very unusual year. No doubt about that. And like you said, it's not any different than 2019 or 2018, 2017, even going back as far as what exactly is going on and what we need to take care of here in our society. So, yes, keep that in mind. 319-366-1600, 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. And there is room for good news today, and that is the fact that a lot of baseball and softball teams are back on the diamonds and celebrating the fact that safely they can go through practices now. In fact, there were several midnight madnesses last night between baseball teams and softball teams. 12:01 as practice got underway in some locales last night. But everybody getting at it with one exception. It sounds like there is only one school in the state of Iowa that is not going to be playing baseball and softball. That is Belmont Clemmy, just south of the Mason City area up in north central Iowa. Their administration and their superintendents and their school district has decided not to play baseball and softball for this year. But it sounds to me like that is the only school that said no. And it's very interesting, Mark. This is making also national sports headlines today. I know CBS Sports, ESPN.com, both had articles and more as far as what exactly this means. This is the first high school competition, or at least practice, since March anywhere in the country. And everyone has said it best that the eyes of the country right now are squarely on the state of Iowa.
And that's what we anticipated as far as the midnight practices. I think some of those schools had that tradition in place anyway, but maybe others just adopted that for this special season. But yeah, the eyes are going to be on Iowa. There's no question about it. And you just cross your fingers that, you know, the practices come through in the next couple weeks and the games are going to be able to be played, and the shortened season plays itself out like we all hope it does.
Yeah. 2 weeks they're going to have for practices for baseball and softball teams. I know Josh Christensen of TV9 put up a very fine piece today on Twitter and had it up, I think, at KCRG.com as well, about talking with some of the local coaches as far as baseball is concerned. And I imagine they'll have some softball introspective as far as that is concerned. And just by the videos and the pictures out there, it looks like everybody is adhering to the social distancing. And like I said, I think in baseball and softball is probably going to be the easiest sports. You know, the spring sports that were, of course, called off due to the virus, the outbreak of the coronavirus and COVID-19, those may have been a little bit easier as well. But like I said, the eyes of the country are on us. The eyes of the state of Iowa also upon us as well, because if baseball and softball go well, I know I've read this quote from many coaches out there, if this goes well, then, okay, athletics should go on in fall and school should go on with some of these guidelines. Now, school is going to be a lot different, especially when you get into a big school type atmosphere as far as social distancing is concerned. But It's a grand experiment. I'm happy it started. And I know, like we said on Friday, I know the coaches, a lot of them very, very well. They are not going to take this flippantly, if you will. They're going to be out there and protecting their athletes.
No, I think that's well put. I think if you had to ask me, I would be more concerned about the college athletes coming back to campuses from all points in the country. I saw a story at Marshall University where I believe an assistant coach and two athletes, when they were tested upon arrival, tested positive for COVID. So I think the fact that, again, you're coming back to campuses from many different parts of the country, that would concern me a lot more than the Iowa high school front. But we'll see on that. Hopefully that's that'll be a minor thing too, but we'll see how it plays out because it's just starting right now.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the text line, that's the phone line as well. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred in about 10 minutes or so. Not all the good news is good today. Very sad news coming out of Cedar Rapids here that the Cedar Rapids Colonels have announced that they are going to lay off some front office workers. And I think it's just another indication of the fact that what we basically already know, Mark, and that is the fact that 2020 is not going to see a minor league baseball season, more than likely.
Yeah, very much so. That's a definite fact to be considered here. And, you know, it's unfortunate because the Cedar Rapids Ball Club has been a pillar of this community from a sports standpoint for so many years. So many of us know people that work at the ballpark and or have in the past. But the harsh reality is it's a business, and you have to deal with the financial aspects in difficult times. And that's difficult for families. It's difficult for a lot of different people associated with the ball club. And, you know, hopefully this time soon shall pass as well. But your point about not being a minor league season, I think that's pretty obvious right now.
Yeah, and it seems like more and more of that every day as we are leaning toward that. 319-366-1600. Speaking of baseball, we talked about the fact at the outset of the show here today that the Major League Baseball Players Association has come back with a counterproposal, if you will, to what the owners came up with late last week as we go into, the fourth week or something like that as far as negotiations to try to get baseball back in some semblance for 2020. I guess the really bleak news, the bad news, is according to CBSSports.com, they have reported there are several owners that would be behind not having a 2020 regular season and season at all. So that's a little bit of depressing news out there. But as far as Players Association is concerned, they have come up with at least preliminary plans for what they are going to present. 114-game season, regular season, expanded playoffs for 2020, and expanded playoffs again for 2021. And then we'll see what happens after that. But if you expand the playoffs, I think for a couple years, I think you're going to see the playoffs be expanded from here on in, because it's tough to change habits like that. But at any rate, of course, a different pay scale as far as what the owners have put out there with their prorated plan. If it's a 114-game schedule, it would take baseball through the month of October, and you would see the playoffs then take place in the month of November. And I guess this is, we go back and forth and ping pong with the Players Association and the ownership here, Mark, but seems to me they're not getting any closer as far as this is concerned. And if you get the basketball season and the hockey season's going, golf is 2 weeks away from getting their season resumed. NASCAR has been going very well, even without fans, as far as the last 2 weeks are concerned. IndyCar will start up this Saturday night down at the Texas Motor Speedway. And baseball is going to find themselves in the position of being left behind once again.
Well, at this rate, yeah, the clock is ticking. It's June 1st. And Cal Eldred, our next guest, Kansas City Royals pitching coach, has already been on record, as many have, that it's going to take 4 weeks to get the pitching staffs up and rolling. I mean, you're talking about July 1st. Get these two sides in a room and lock the doors until they have an agreement. one way or another.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play, don't play. I know that's very simplistic, considering the two sides and some of the personalities, but you got to start moving.
At one point or another, you have to start moving. You're right, because this is you're just spinning your wheels at this point, and basically nothing is going to get done. And nothing has gotten done as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, and I think that's the frustrating, and it is the frustrating part out there for a lot of people. And we'll see. Baseball, as we have mentioned, I think has an opportunity, and the opportunity is being squandered right now to try to get in the limelight, so to speak, a little bit as far as pro sports are concerned. But right now, they are not going in the direction that they need to go to.
Well, many of us have had an opportunity to look at classic baseball in these times since March, whatever. And I did last week, having been laid up in the hospital, and came across the 87 Game 7 Twins and Cardinals. And you know how that turned out.
I do. You do as well.
I do. And it was a great fun to watch. But my point is, the umpiring was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was embarrassingly bad, Scott. You have to watch one of those games to understand. I'm not talking about Herbeck lifting Ron Gant off first base. I'm talking about balls and strikes and tag plays at the plate. And it was just pathetic. And I didn't realize it at the time. But it was really bad.
Yeah. Thankfully, that's gotten a little bit better, and we'll see if it gets better with replay. Some people will say it hasn't gotten any better. There are a few umpires out there. We will not name names, but that, you know, still keep the curve down a little bit out there. 319-366-1600. Cal Eldred will join us in a couple of minutes. Noted passing today in the sports world, Pat Dye, the terrific coach for Auburn football for many, many years, passed away today at the age of 80, and was known for bringing Auburn back after the Shug Jordan era ended, and then Auburn kind of went into a black hole for about 12, 13 seasons a little bit, and then came back and was probably most known for getting the Iron Bowl to campuses. Alabama-Auburn was either played, it was usually played at Legion Field in Birmingham. Sometimes it would be played in Montgomery. Sometimes it would be played in Tuscaloosa. It would never be played in Auburn, Alabama. Well, Pat Dye saw to it that that was going to change, and it did change. And Pat won 6 out of 8 at one point in the Iron Bowl over the mighty Crimson Tide at one time, and probably should have won a national championship back in 1983. Miami jumped from 5-1 and jumped over Auburn with their victory over Nebraska, I believe it was, in that great Orange Bowl game in 1983. But then, of course, Pat Dye was also called Pat Ty a lot because he may have been the coach that brought overtime more than any other to the world of college football, because there wasn't a tie that Pat Dye did not like and did not want to have. even more than Hayden in the double play here.
Yeah. You know, when Pat Dye was at Auburn, that was, as you outlined, it was much more than a one school state in terms of football. I mean, he actually dominated Alabama for a while, as you mentioned. And I ran across Pat Dye once, and that was the 1985 Heisman Trophy ceremony, at which Bo Jackson beat Chuck Long in the closest vote, at least then the closest vote in Heisman history. And I don't recall a lot because it wasn't a one-on-one conversation, but Dye just being a very nice guy at the time. He was asked about, hey, Bo missed 3, 4, 5 games. You know, what do you think about that? And he said, yeah, Chuck had a good year, but I'm telling you what, this guy's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he was.
you know what? He was.
He was pretty special. Chuck was too. Chuck was too. That was a great, great Heisman campaign going down to the finish right there. So Pat Dye leaving us at the age of 80. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break. Come back. Cal Eldred will join us. And plenty to talk about with Cal and Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, etc. And we'll do that when we return. Scott and Mark with you. Buttons, our producer, on this Monday edition of the Gym Class on this June the 1st. Back with more after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test to the emergency alert system.
During these challenging times, we join the entire industry in our concern for the health and well-being of people everywhere. And our commitment is stronger than ever. To those affected by the pandemic, our hearts are with you. To our nation's healthcare workers, we are deeply grateful. To our customers, we are eager to help you put food and essentials on families' tables. With care and perseverance, the women and men of Red Star and BioSpringer by Lasoff.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And that will be coming up with Todd and Alex later on today, right here on the KGYM airwaves. Todd and Alex from 4 to 6, and they'll take you through the rest of your afternoon. Gym Class coming your way for a Monday, June the 1st, here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Buttons, our producer here with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. And thank you very much for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend out there. Going to get hot into the 90s coming up tomorrow. It's baseball weather, and we're going to talk some baseball with our friend Cal Eldred, the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals and a longtime contributor to KGYM here on the Gym Class program, and the guy with one of the biggest grocery bills in this Eastern Iowa right now. Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone down, has it, Cal?
Absolutely not. thank the Lord that gasoline prices are lower. The kids aren't going anywhere, and that means the fleet stays home, but then the people that run those vehicles get hungry. And my wife, believe me, my wife is enjoying every moment of having kids at home, but and she enjoys cooking too, and she's pretty good at it. She's had a lot of practice, so just part of the deal, but it's a stuff we just we wouldn't trade this. This has been pretty special having everybody home.
Are you going anywhere anytime soon, Cal?
Well, Mark, you know we're supposed to be in our third month and of starting our third month of baseball, and I mean, if our plan was the way it should be, we'd have about a 10-game lead on your Twins. But you know what? I do think we're going to go somewhere here pretty quick. I think it's nice to see both Major League Baseball and the owners trading at least some offers back and forth with the players. The players got back to them in a pretty decently timely fashion for these types of negotiations. I think they're a little ways apart, but I think they'll find a common ground and we'll get back out there. It may take a little bit, but none of this stuff usually moves that fast.
No, it doesn't. And it's kind of been moving at a snail's pace, as you know, Cal. And now the latest is from the Players Association, and they're proposing, what, 114-game season that will go through October and then expanded playoffs a little bit. And at this point, anyway, we're at June 1st, and you got to think earliest we can have baseball, even with the, you know, with the two sides coming together, is going to be 4th of July right now. But would that get 114 games seems to be a little bit, you know, aggressive anyway. How many games do you think need to be played?
Well, you know, Scott and Mark, I've heard as we talk through this that we could play as few as 60 games, and still have a postseason. And a lot of this is from the owner standpoint, and I get this, and from Major League Baseball, they definitely want to have the postseason. So they're trying to answer the question, like you're asking me, how many games can we play? How many should we play? The players in the Players Association, I can't complain, I can't argue with them. They want to play as many as they can, because the deal that they signed in spring training once this hit was that they would just get paid a prorated amount of their regular salaries according to the number of games we play. So I think, you know, I'd like to see us play 80 games. I'd like to see that, at least that amount. But what you allude to, Scott, it's coming quick. The 4th of July, then we're close to the All-Star break. Once you're at the 4th, you're pretty much at the halfway point of the season. So the players are going to have to okay playing some doubleheaders or playing late into October to have the season go according to the norm. And that's having off days, which become more of a mental off day than anything else.
Cal, do you and or the Royals have a preference where to return, either Kansas City or Arizona?
Well, we've you know, that's a good question. We've bounced that back and forth, and Dayton Moore and John Sherman, our owner, have talked about it quite a bit. I think they really feel like they would rather go to Kansas City and make do with the facilities we have there, because that eliminates another obviously logistic move, and I don't blame them. I think that's where we would start. There's still a possibility we'd go to spring training, but I think the Royals and John Sherman would rather be in Kansas City.
Yeah. Cal Otto joining us here at 3:31 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And I know you told us that the last time we talked with you, which has been about a month or so ago, and time flies when you have so much to do, doesn't it? But and that's beside the point. You said it's going to be about a four-week, you envision anyway, situation to get everybody ready to go. Is it still going to be 4 weeks, or now that it's been a little bit longer, do you maybe even see maybe a five-week or situation as far as a spring training part two is concerned?
Well, I think what I'm seeing, Scott, what I'm hearing is it's actually going to be shorter.
Sure.
And so they're looking at probably 15 to 18 days. In other words, the pitchers and catchers would show up maybe around 18 days, somewhere in there. The position players would show up shortly after that. And that's why you see the players say, hey, we could start the 30th of June. We're going to need about a week or to 10 days heads up that we're going to start this new spring training. And then I think from there, it's going to possibly be as short as, you know, 18, 15 days. We've tried to make we've tried to be prepared for that. A lot of our pitchers, I say a lot of them, almost all of them, will be ready to face hitters as soon as we get there. And that's just where you have to be in that schedule. Guys aren't going to get 5 and 6 outings as a starter before they're going to start their first game. And we're going to have to use multiple relievers that can go multiple innings, and that's what we've been preparing these guys for.
Cal, even though you're on the big league level, I know you're big into player development, as most of the coaches are, but assuming there's no minor league season, and it sure doesn't look like it now, even though major league rosters, it looks like they will be expanded. Can you talk about a player, particularly a pitcher, losing a whole year of development?
Yeah, it's, you know, we have, I have two of those kids at home right now. It's a pretty good example with Luke, who was going to miss his college season because of a Tommy John surgery, but is in, you know, well down the road in his rehab and throwing well. Those kids in college that don't get to throw this year, if they can play some summer league ball, if they can get anything in, that's to their benefit. And hopefully once school starts again, these college players, their fall season this year is going to be extremely important, because it's really going to be the only playing that real true playing that they're going to have at any length of time, because their season got stopped so abruptly. As far as a minor league player, and that's my son CJ, and you see a lot of the other kids around here, Mitch Keller, the Vanscoy boys, you know, they're all trying to figure out what are we going to do. And it is just not good at all for these guys to not play over a calendar year. And it doesn't matter whether they're 19 or whether they're 25 or 26 years old. You need to have those reps. If these kids don't play this year, what we're hoping is that at least maybe late August, that there's going to be some sort of instruction league or fall league that's expanded in Arizona and probably also in Florida, possibly at spring training complexes and facilities, so that these guys can get out there and maybe get 30 to 60 innings under their belt. But when those guys lay off for that long, it's not good from a health standpoint. It's not good from a mental standpoint. And it is a big deal when you go from the age of 23 to 24 or 25 to 26. That's starting to be a little long in the tooth when you're in the minor leagues. Those guys need to be in Double A or Triple A. So it's really a big deal, Mark. It truly is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and I know you've got Zoom meetings regularly with your pitching staff, and what do you? I'm sure you're putting them in through individual workouts, and they're keeping in touch with you. But like you said, we're seeing that with the Kellers and the Vanscoys and people like that around here. And if you can find a place. And what are you telling your pitchers on a day to day basis on just how to keep everything loose and ready to go?
Well, what I like to see out of the relievers, and you're right. I've been on. I now am a technology buff.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I've had I do a lot of FaceTime while guys are throwing bullpens from Florida to Iowa to Arizona to Kansas City. I have guys video and they send it to me. You know, we've got kids clear out in California doing the same thing. So they're all over the place, sending me video. And then but what we like to have our relievers do is get on the mound twice a week and try to make sure that they're kind of mimicking the season. Go back-to-back days where they only throw 15 pitches twice, then take 2 or 3 days off, and then go a longer inning, and then have a time, you know, where they've gone one inning, day off, one inning. So they've been really working that way, especially this last month. For starters, we got them as close as we can to a 5-day rotation. Some of them are throwing once a week and throwing longer, but most of our guys are on a 5-day rotation and doing what we call 3-ups, so basically 45 to 55 pitches and doing 3 innings. And so it's and for our guys that can, when they find a place where they can face some hitters, we're doing that too. It's a little bit different for our minor league guys. They don't necessarily have to be facing live hitting at this point, but at least maybe having guys standing in and try to try to mimic at bats. So it's just try to get as game like as you possibly can and do it safely too. That's not been the easiest thing.
You know, the three of us, Cal, we've all played the game at least at the high school level and had kids who did the same. About this year's high school class, and I think you have to take out the fact that if you had a kid who's a senior, you'd feel differently about things if you didn't. Okay, I'll take that out. Is it wise to have this season?
I think it is. I think that depending on where you're at in the country and how you're handling things, I think it's wise from a standpoint the way I know high school baseball, especially in the state of Iowa. It's pretty easy to keep your distance. Kids are going to be close together at times. There's going to be plays at bases, and you've got an umpire and a catcher and a hitter standing relatively close together. I really think that the challenge that I see, you know, you get some people who are going to be freaked out about pitcher licking his fingers and the ball being thrown around. And I still think that being outside is a big factor, especially with as warm as it is. So I think there's precautions you can take too. You know, if we don't want to pack the stadium and you only let so many people in, or you just let parents in to see the game, that's okay too. So there's some guidelines that we could have that could make it easier. I think this is something that will help our community actually get back out and do some things and understand that not everything's going to be the same, but we could manage it if we're just smart about it.
Yeah,
I'd have to get by the sunflower seeds, Cal. I'll just be honest with you.
I'm telling you, I don't know how our guys are going to do it, because you guys have seen the bottom of it. Of any dugout, little league, high school, college, or professional, there's usually a lot of seeds all over the field. So I'm with you.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit different, but that's going to be one of the things that's going to be gone, at least for this summer anyway. And who knows about the foreseeable future? And I know you probably had a few things in the back of your mind. What you're going to have to do? You guys you're going to be in the dugout. We know that, but how is it going to be? Are you going to be distanced? Are you going to have partitions there? Are you going to have hand sanitizers between? I mean, the possibilities are endless when we finally get back to baseball.
Yeah, they've kind of laid some stuff out there. We got the report that came out that Major League Baseball sent out to all the teams, 67 pages, and it was quite extensive. We would test ourselves with a temperature twice at home, answer some questions, then we'd go in the ballpark. There'd be a specific place for us to enter. We'd be tested again there, answer some more questions. Then you'd go in and get dressed in the locker room, but then you'd go outside. All of our meetings would be done virtually or outside. And this is both during the spring training time and what they would see during the season. So it's going to make it difficult, really, to do our jobs. The hours are going to be even more immense than they already are, which is kind of hard to imagine. But I think that they want us to wear masks and gloves, have certain spots in the dugout during the game, and not move from there. No visits to the mound, no bat boys, pitchers to have their own rosin bag and own bag of baseballs. So they've got some things that I'm not real sure that the people that did this actually have ever seen a baseball game. I do understand that there's some people that this really makes them nervous. And I think that's partially why the players in their proposal said, hey, if there's players that are high risk and they don't want to play, they don't have to.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know what, that can be part of it. I'm fine with that. I got no problems with a little bit of spitting and getting dirty and sweating and talking to people. So, I'm on one, towards one end of it, but I also have to understand the opinion of others.
Very true.
How are you going to handle no mound visits, Cal?
Well, You know, there's a few guys that would say I don't need to get to the mound. They can hear me from the dugout. But, you know, I really think that, you know, catchers aren't supposed to go out there either. They want to cut this down. You're almost going to have signs with the pitcher to, you know, back off, or, you know, they're going to have to pay more attention, which I cannot stand it when pitchers are looking in the dugout. But maybe just for this season, we're going to have a little bit of that.
I'm waiting to see the first managerial rhubarb with an umpire, because I think it's to keep the 6 foot distance and just, you know, especially if it's something pretty major. The comedy is not lost on me. It's not. It's going to be interesting to see.
I think what you do is, if you want to argue as a manager, you run out and you draw a line in the dirt, and then you draw another, you walk off 6 feet, draw another line, and then make the umpire stand over there. And then you guys just stand and yell at each other for a while. I think that would be hilarious.
And everyone's going to hear it, even, when we get fans back and in the seats, which we hope eventually. This is going to be a wild, wild world of sports.
Well, and I think you'll probably see more things mic'd up. You know, I'm not a real fan of being mic'd up during a baseball game. No one really is, unless they really like that kind of attention. But I think you'll see, you know, probably more cameras, more mics, especially if there's not any fans in the stands at all.
Very crazy. Very crazy. And well, we'll see how it goes anyway. And hopefully we'll have baseball sooner than later. I think baseball, would you agree, Cal, has got an opportunity right now to showcase themselves. If they get everything, all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted and things like that, to get out there maybe even ahead of hockey in basketball or whatever, and hopefully get some people back in the corner of Major League Baseball. They have an opportunity to do that.
Once again, Scott, you're exactly right. That we really do. I think it would be fantastic if we're playing our first games on the 4th of July. It just would be just exactly the way things should be. And I really think, too, you know, an example is the fact that you look at the many, many teams that have released minor league players and coaches and personnel, and you've got the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals who chose not to release any minor league players. And they're in fairness to some of the other teams, every spring training you go in and there's probably some players that will be released. And so some teams, that may have been what they did. But when you have an opportunity to send a message like that, our general manager, Dayton Moore, said that is not the way a kid's career should end. And is something like this. So they'll hopefully get an opportunity to come back and try to get a chance to stay, and prove they can play. But this is a great opportunity for baseball to get right back in the limelight, prove that they can work together as an industry and be out there to give the fans something to watch.
Very true. Very true. Cal, appreciate the time, and enjoy the kids at home. And we hope we're talking baseball sometime soon again.
That sounds great. I hope it's a lot harder for us to figure out a time to do this the next time we want to do this.
I would agree.
All right.
Thanks, Cal. Take care.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Cal
Eldred joining us here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, Kansas City Royals pitching coach. And, we'll see. Like I said, baseball has got an opportunity. We hope everything comes together, and that we can have a baseball season, and everything hopefully will grow from there. And like we hope, get minor leagues back. If it's in 2021, get them bigger and better and stronger than ever. And we'll see. We'll see what happens as far as baseball and the rest of sports are concerned.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's hope. There's no question about that. Just so many, you know, how many iterations are we going to have to go through for the players and the owners to come to some kind of agreement? But nevertheless, Cal sounded optimistic to a certain extent. You know, whether it's 60 games or 114. And really interesting, I thought, all the what do you say, 67 pages of protocols that will be in place once you get to the stadium.
Man,
that's going to be a big change for a lot of people.
And things
that are necessary.
Well, yeah, and things that you and I haven't even thought of yet, I'm sure, are in that 67-page document. And boy, it's going to be different. No doubt about that. We'll take a break. 3:48 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
The Iowa Army National Guard salutes the high school graduating class of 2020. We recognize all of your hard work and the resilience you've demonstrated during this historic time for our country. Those are the traits of a great citizen soldier. You can continue to stand out and be a leader in your community as a soldier in the Iowa Army National Guard. Learn more about the benefits of part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
He's got him open at the 7-yard line. Touchdown!
For the left, he lays it in.
To the wall!
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change. Don't sweat it. We'll help you find the products you need for the job. Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoother, and doing it yourself will save you time and money. We have all the products you're looking for, from oil to oil filters. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
From faulty breakers to broken windows to leaky pipes, roofs, and water heaters, homes and businesses around the country can't work until the pros do. That's why Lowe's created credit programs that work for pros. With everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases, plus through October 31st, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or online at lowesforpros.com. Putting money back in your pocket. Just one more reason Lowe's is the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We're back at 3:51 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Coming up later this week, Wednesday, it'll be our latest edition of Caddy Smack. Brian Haas will join us from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. We'll talk some golf with you and do that coming up on Wednesday. Pat Cobb will be our special guest. We're going to talk a little bit about the changes in this year's Zach Johnson Foundation Classic and the gala and everything going on. Our friend Pat Cobb will join us coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And always good to look ahead to Zach coming to town with a lot of his contemporaries. And that will not be open to the public this year as far as the golf portion is concerned, but the gala will be. And there'll be availabilities for people and companies to bid on things as far as the Zach Johnson Foundation is concerned. And should still remember, Mark, that even though these are trying times, that we are still trying to help people, and certainly that is for Zach and Kim Johnson and their foundation as they continue to help out school kids around Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, they want to improve and expand on the endeavor, and it's been so great up till now that you hate to see and you don't want to see any sort of setback this year or any other year. It's going to be different with the gala, you know, being online pretty much. But plenty of opportunities for people to take part. We'll talk to Pat about that. And, you know, Zach's tournament isn't the only one affected. I read today our friend Randy Shaver up in Minneapolis, longtime TV guy up there. He's raised thousands of dollars for cancer up there. And his event was supposed to be this week as well. So, you know, another area impacted by what's going on. But like Zach's event, I think Randy's, you know, trying to run, raise some money virtually and whatnot. So, and it's what you got to do.
It's what you got to do in 2020. And yeah, it is tough. It is tough out there. And a reminder to help out locally, always trying to get that message out here. And of course, as we get into the month of June now, we have a few more things open anyway. Our friends at Mays City, I see, have put on their Facebook page that they are open and ready for business. The place has never looked shinier than it does now, according looking at the pictures, Mark. So Tom and everybody over there done a good job of getting through this and at least open, and you can check out that some of the other establishments as well, restaurants, etc., that are opened up a little bit more anyway. So as we get a little bit more back to a semblance of normalcy anyway around Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, it definitely looked like a spit shine at Mays City, didn't it? Yeah,
it did.
It looked pretty good. And Andy Dirk's operating the pro shop up there, I think, by appointment only right now. And I know in terms of bowling, I just read that briefly and what you referred to on either Twitter or Facebook, that I think they would prefer that any bowling call ahead and make an appointment so they can kind of make sure and have everybody spaced out. So good news that at least that venue is open as well.
Yeah, a lot of venues, racetracks going to be opening and having some fans in the stands. That is coming up starting this weekend. So that is a little bit of piece of good news out there as well. I know this is out there as far as social media is concerned and whatnot. I don't know if I want to, I don't know if I want to have a spoiler alert or anything like that, but I will say this, there is a champion in the May Mascot Madness for the Gazette. So if you want to know more, go check out Jeff Linder's writing as far as Twitter is concerned, at Jeff Linder.
Yeah, he'll have that up online here, I imagine, this afternoon and certainly in the paper.
It's already
tomorrow
up.
Morning. It's been. Oh, it is. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be disappointed about the winner because I was reading who was leading. But nevertheless, I mean, this is an exercise that Jeff dreamed up. And I thought it was cool in this respect alone. It was educational. You learned about geography. You learned about history of the schools. If that alone, was an accomplishment, I'm all good for that. I thought it was a fun little endeavor.
It was. And if you want to know who won, you can check that out online. They will have that up there and have that up there and ready to go. Again, we don't want to be a spoiler of anything like that. But there were some the three finalists were all very worthy of that. I think it was the Everly Cattle Feeders, the Clemmy Shamrocks, and the Thunder Hawks or something like that. What it was?
East Monona or something like that. Yeah.
East Monona Thunderhawks or something like that. So there you go. And there's also a lot up there about softball and baseball.
I'm not happy. Away.
You're not happy?
I'm not happy.
All right, well.
I'm not happy.
Well, you have
nothing
a whole.
I can do about it, but I'm not happy.
You have a whole night to get over it, and we'll be back tomorrow at 3 and with another edition of the program. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Glad to have you back, and stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll be back tomorrow with the gym class starting at 3 o'clock right here on KGYM. For Mark Dukes, for Buttons, Scott Unash, thank you for listening to the gym class here on KGYM.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico.